Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this Monday. I live in a place where I'm surrounded by aging people. Guess what? So are you. No matter where you live or how old the people are around you, you and them are all aging. But until you or I or our neighbors breathe our last breath, a daily miracle is happening, which we too often take for granted. Here's how God describes that miracle. Listen to me. You whom I have upheld since your birth and carried since you were born, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. With whom will you compare me or count me equal? Isaiah 46, verse 3 to 5. Oh my, what a great proclamation! What a great promise! It's true, isn't it, my friends? Every day, every moment of every day, is a miracle as God sustains all the remarkable aspects of our bodies, souls, and spirits. So, here's my question. If God is sustaining our lives every moment from conception to the moment we breathe our last breath, how do you and I live our gratitude? How do we say thank you to God for life every day? How do you thank God for your eyesight, even if you require glasses to see even somewhat clearly? How do you thank God for your ability to hear, even if you need hearing aids? Or your ability to walk, or talk, or think, or eat, or any human function? How do our relationships with other people express our deep gratitude to God for emotions such as love, acceptance, belonging, encouragement? How do our business decisions or the way we drive or our diet express our gratitude to God for life? And what about this? Are you ready? How do our entertainment choices or our use of our discretionary time or our unbudgeted money express our deep gratitude to God for His sustaining our lives another day? Once again, in Isaiah 46, God challenges Isaiah and all the people of his day to take careful inventory and analysis of what they prioritize and worship. Can God sometimes be sarcastic as He describes the worthless schemes or pursuits of humanity? Oh yes, I think so. Just look at Isaiah chapter 46, verse 1 and 2, and verse 6 and 7. God describes man-made idols carried by beasts of burden, or by men because they have no life, no ability to think or communicate. While some may be beautifully crafted by skilled craftsmen, they are nothing but man-made statues, which is why God again declares, especially to His Jewish people, who have such a great miracle-filled history, "Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. And I say, my purpose will stand. I will do all that I please." Isaiah 46, verse 8 to 10. Remembering is one of the treasured values in Jewish culture. That's what their annual great festivals are all about, remembering the miracles of God through their long history. Remembering God's protection of His people, God's provision for His people, God's guidance and empowering of His people. And as the Jews remember and recount to each other the great story of Israel from the days of Abraham onward, yes, they must acknowledge the truth of what God claimed. The Almighty God of Israel is a God of purpose. Over and over in Israel's long history, God both declares and then accomplishes His purposes in our world, especially as it relates to Israel. But do you understand, my friends, that the God who designed and created you and me has a purpose in His mind for how you and I fit into His purposes in our world during our lifetimes? And do you understand that while God is working in your life, in your generation, God is also looking down through time to your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and what He will want to be accomplishing in our world, in their generations, and how He would like to involve them in His purposes in their days. Now pause and ponder that. Of course, sadly, Most people live their entire lives having no idea about the truth I just now spoke. Most people give no thought to the possibility that Almighty God is working His purposes in our world and looking to include those who know Him and trust Him. 200 years before Isaiah wrote these words in Isaiah 46, God spoke through another prophet to King Asa in Jerusalem, saying these words, "The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking to strengthen those whose hearts are fully devoted to Him." 2 Chronicles 16:9. Do you see the profound principle God is challenging us with? God is at work, always, accomplishing His purposes in every generation. God especially works through His people whose hearts and minds are devoted to Him and His glory in their lives. But, I can hear you saying, but so few people are aware of this remarkable reality or even care about God's purposes. And that has been true for generations. So God spoke these words to Isaiah. "From the east I summon a bird of prey, from a far-off land a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have planned, that I will do. Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, you who are now far from my righteousness. I am bringing my righteousness near. It is not far away, and my salvation will not be delayed." Isaiah 46:11-13. Oh my, this is one of my favorite and powerful declarations from God. Yes, it's true. God looked forward in time more than 100 years and saw a man whose heart did not know God, but was willing to be miraculously led by God. Who is that man? King Cyrus, the Persian emperor in Susa, far to the east of Jerusalem. Cyrus would become the most powerful man in the world, and with guidance from Daniel, the man of God, Cyrus would accomplish God's purpose in his generation. He would release Jewish captives, sending them back to Jerusalem to rebuild their demolished city and the temple of God. That rebuilt temple, with another restoration about 500 years later, would be the very temple into which Jesus would walk many times, proclaiming God's truths, healing the sick, and showing himself to be the Messiah Isaiah predicted. Now, friends, these big questions for you and me. First, what are God's purposes in our generation and the part of the world where you and I live? Does God see you and me as people available to Him for accomplishing His purposes in our generation? How are our lives participating with God's purposes for His glory in these days? What are our children and grandchildren learning from you and me about discerning God's leading in their lives and living daily life in profound gratitude for God's sustaining power, but also God's engagement of us in His purposes? That is a tremendous amount to think and pray about, isn't it? And so, here's a great worship song to help us.